WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is Ned Beatty, who is one of Hollywood's most respected character actors. Beatty made his movie debut 15 years ago in Deliverance. Since then, he's been in close to 40 movies, in roles as diverse as an insensitive husband and father in Nashville, the chairman of the board in Network, and the police chief in The Big Easy. Beatty got his start as a stage actor working in regional theaters. He was a 15-year veteran of the stage before he made his first film. Beatty grew up in a conservative and religious home in Kentucky where singing in church was more important than going to the movies.
Going to films was a little bit frowned upon in my family, mostly when it was a nice day. Saturday was movie day for kids in those days, and if it was a nice Saturday, my dad was not real thrilled with the idea of us going and sitting in a movie theater. So if he happened to be home, he's a traveling salesman, but if he happened to be home on a sunny Saturday, I didn't get to go to the movies. But I not only went to the movies, I lost my father. My father died when I was 15. And subsequently, pretty soon after that, I started to work at different jobs. And one of the first ones was working as an usher in the movie theater, at which time I started to see a lot of films.
Your first film role was in the movie Deliverance. Did you have any reservations about making your screen debut in a role where the character is raped by a man?
No. It, as far as I can recall, never occurred to me. As a matter of fact, I was sort of, in a way, shocked by how people reacted to that. I was shocked, as a matter of fact, even when we filmed it, how difficult it was for the crew. There were people who didn't want to do the scene. At that point, my feeling about my work, my craft, my art, if you will, was the fact that I simply served the story. So it wasn't in my lexicon of thinking about acting whether or not I was going to be identified with this character and what happened to him.
You mentioned how surprised you were at the cameraman's horrified reaction to the rape scene in Deliverance. And do you think it's a combination of two things? One, the humiliation of rape, but two, a certain amount of homophobia?
I really think it had to do with how well we did the scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's a terribly egotistical answer. I think we did it well. The actor who played the rapist, Bill McKinney, is a wonderful actor, and I think it's a scene that would bother anyone. I don't know it has anything to do with homophobia at all. I think it has to do with seeing any time we act out violence and we do it anywhere near how it might actually happen, that's frightening. Because what we've seen is we've seen a lot of violence in films and television over the years, which has no reality to it. When you do a scene that does have some reality to it, it can be very, very riveting.
I think your career proves that it's not the size of the role, but what the role is and how you play it that counts. And I'm thinking specifically of your role in Network, for which you got nominated for an Academy Award as Best Supporting Actor. Now, how many minutes were you actually on the screen in that movie?
Well, it must have been less than three, I would think. Well, let's say between 3 and 4 minutes at the outset.
I think it's pretty amazing to get nominated for an Academy Award for a role that lasts under 3 minutes.
It is, but I must tell you, anytime you read a play or a film's script, and they talk about your character for pages and pages and pages before you appear. That's like a license. That's like a license to steal. It's wonderful when they talk about you for a long time before you get there. That's like having been on screen all that time. And this particular character was focused on a lot by a wonderful actor named Robert Duvall, who talked about me all the time and his fear of me. You can't get a better setup in the world than having Robert Duvall's character talk about your character before you come on. That's the best.
Do you think that people in Hollywood talk about such a thing as a Ned Beatty type?
Oh, I suspect they do. You know, there's that old saw about, who's Ned Beatty? How's it go? Who's Ned Beatty? Get me Ned Beatty. Get me a Ned Beatty type. I suspect I'm at the get me a Ned Beatty type stage, yes.
So what do you think a Ned Beatty type is?
Oh, I don't know. I hope they're thinking in terms of an actor. I've always liked to think that one of the reasons I've been very fortunate is because I have been typecast as an actor rather than as a particular type of character. And I would hope that if they're looking for a Ned Beatty type, they're looking for someone who can do a few different turns, which I think all actors can do. I wish actors had, all of us had more of an opportunity to show different sides of what we can do as performers. But I would hope that's what I suspect a Ned Beatty type is, a guy who's, gone past middle age and is overweight, I suspect.
Well, do things like age and weight affect a lot the kind of roles that you're offered? Do you ever feel limited by your physical presence?
No. Yes. I'd be silly to say no. Yes, you do feel that. I must admit, lately I felt so much more limited by the problems of storytelling.
Bad scripts, you mean?
Well, I didn't want to say it exactly like that.
Too diplomatic.
I don't know if it's a matter of bad or good. I think we're having real storytelling problems in my business. I think storytellers of all forms are having problems these days, because I think when there's a lot of misgivings about the value systems and not knowing what it is we want to tell each other stories about, storytelling becomes very difficult. I think that's what's happening to us right now.
Did you ever go to drama school?
No, I didn't. I don't know whether it would have done me a great deal of good. I wasn't a very good student ever of anything.
Do you think you have a different acting style from people who you've worked with who are graduates of the Yale School of Drama or who studied the method?
Well, I don't think so. Luckily enough, my university was the theater. And I got to work with actors who worked all kinds of different styles, with directors who worked in all sorts of different ways. I think I picked up on, through reading and through working, picked up on most of the ideas and thoughts about my trade and in those years. What most actors do when they have some experience and have a chance to work around a bit is they pick what works for them. And and one of the nice things about being an actor is it's never the same. You're never playing exactly the same scene or exactly the same character. And you get to try out different techniques from time to time. I know sometimes I'll pull something out of the sack that maybe I haven't used in 20 years and dust it off and see if this will work. There's a little trick about music. Stanislavski talked about it, and some other acting teachers talked about it, that music can have such a strong and almost kinetic attachment to our emotional system. Sometimes you can just think of a little phrase of a song and it'll get a whole thing going inside you. And every once in a while, when I'm having trouble with, getting the right feeling for a scene, I'll look around for that little piece of melody.
Is there a specific song you've used in certain roles?
There's one that always comes to my mind because I got so tickled when it worked for me. And I will tell you what it is, and you may take from it what you will. But I used to be able to become immediately and violently angry when I would hum a little ditty that we haven't heard so much in recent years called Ain't She Sweet.
Why would that make you angry?
I don't know
why
it works.
It's a pop confection.
Yeah, I don't want to analyze it too deeply, but something about bum, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-bum-bum, that just turns, I can get every hair on my head standing on end practically by humming that to myself.
I think that's really funny.
Yeah, it is.
I'll always think of you when I hear that song. You were telling us a little bit about your performance in Deliverance. One of your latest roles was in The Big Easy.
Yes.
Did you prepare for that role differently than you did for Deliverance? Because by the time you were cast in The Big Easy, you were a seasoned veteran. Deliverance was your very first film role. Had you changed a lot in terms of your acting style?
Well, I don't know. I felt very strong as an actor when I did Deliverance. Some of the stories that I could tell on myself about the filming of that movie sort of make my own hair curl. It's curly already, but it makes it curl worse. I had a great deal of hubris as an actor at that point. I really felt like, after 15 years in the theater and having been lucky enough to play a lot of different kind of parts, that I could do just about anything as an actor that I chose to do. So I didn't have any doubts about myself. I hopefully nowadays have a few more doubts about what I can do and what I can't do.
Ned Beatty, I thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jerry.
Actor Ned Beatty can be seen in the forthcoming movie Switching Channels with Kathleen Turner and Burt Reynolds.